Thank you, Arnett Hunner. Your incredible words, your amazing leadership, and everything that you do for this yeshiva and for our Talmidim. Thank you to Rabbi Polinsky, incredible partner, been a rallying support for all of us in planning this challenging, difficult year. To all of our Rosh Yeshiva who are sitting here with us today, and to our beloved Talmidim, this is a very emotional moment. A very emotional moment after the tragedy. Last week, still in the middle of Shiva, in a very real way. Very emotional for me to be here at the end of this year, to be standing in the midst of all of you in person here in this place of drama. It's really very emotional to hear you say. I've been waiting to hear the song hit drop. I'm singing to return to our yeshiva. Somebody join me in the mantra. I've been waiting to hear the mantra. We sing that, is that okay? Is that allowed?
Ah, it's a
to the Torah to give us guidance. What should we be thinking in a time of these mixed emotions, in a time of such tragedy and such pain, in a time of the Sudat Preda, Preda, separation, it means so many things. It's this Arbuvia, where you of a pain of a Preda, but also the comfort of us being together. The point of the Sudat Preda is that we're together, that there's comfort in us being together. And especially after this year, we learned what it meant to be apart. We also learned what the precious is, what it means to be, what it means to be together. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, one of the took him in the Torah that I've had a hard time understanding in the before, but recently it just became much more clear. When Moshe comes down Har Sinai, he has the luchos in his hands. We're all close to the date. We're all about to celebrate the anniversary. Moshe comes down for Har Sinai. Hashem already has told him about the eagle. He told him about the eagle. Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and he meets Yeshua. And Yeshua says to him, Yishma Yeshua Tzolam B'Reyavi Omer Al Moshe, Kol Milchama B'Machane. There's a sound of war in the camp. The sound of war. They're hearing the sounds. They're hearing the Egel Azav is going on. The Am Yisrael is under the mountain and they're doing whatever they're doing, the Egel Azav. And Yeshua, to Yeshua, he hears the sound and he says, it's the sound of war. V'Yomer Al Moshe says, Ein Kol Anot Gvura. Ve'en kol anot chalusha, kol anot anochi shomeh. It's not the kol anot of victory. It's not the kol anot of weakness, of defeat. I hear a kol anot. What does that mean? What does it mean that Moshe says, I hear a kol anot? And it occurred to me last night that there are two possibilities, two ways of thinking about this pasuk. First of all, a note, as Rashi speaks of, is lashon inui. It's suffering. It's distress. Now, Moshe is with Yeshua. Yeshua is going to be the next leader of Am Yisrael in the future. Moshe is with Yeshua. And Yeshua says, what I hear, I'll tell you what I hear. I hear the sounds of milchama. I hear the sounds of war. Something's going on, and I'm interpreting it as the sounds of war. And when Moshe says, what I hear pain. I hear distress. Whatever they're doing, I hear the insecurity that's underneath it. I hear the suffering. I hear what's behind it. You know what I hear as a Jewish leader? The first thing that you need to hear is the distress and the pain and the suffering of Am Yisrael and the suffering of other people. That's the first thing that you need to hear. You want to be a leader of Am Yisrael, Yeshua? You know what you need to hear? You need to hear distress. When Am Yisrael is in distress, when people are in pain, I have to tell you, one does not need, sadly, great powers of discernment today to hear the utter pain. The utter pain and fear of Am Yisrael today. And that is true of Am Yisrael throughout the world, and especially true in our yeshiva. We lost one of our own, a son of our yeshiva. We lost a son of our yeshiva. The son of two graduates of our yeshiva, was the grandson of graduates of our yeshiva. This is a yeshiva university family. We lost one of our own. And he was a malach. Everyone has heard the Hasbazim yesterday and speaks to the Amalek, an angel, lived, embodied our values, the values of the Torah. Kol anot anochi shomeh, the distress and pain of all of us. And we'll be speaking about what we can do in the next couple of days to channel that pain and to think through the learning and the davening that we can do together and the comfort that we can bring to each other, to the family. The first thing is kol anot, is this distress and pain of all of us, and especially those who knew, loved him so precious, so dear. That's the first kol anot, anochi shema. That's what Moshe says to Yeshua. You want to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, listen to that. The first thing is pain. But there's a second understanding of a note that occurred to me yesterday morning. That kol anot is the lashon la'anot, is to respond. It's a call that demands response. And yesterday there was a gathering to celebrate a new book that we just published called The Rabbi of Puchen. And it's a story of Rabbi Herschel Schachter, who was the rabbi, the chaplain, who liberated Buchenwald when he served in the United States Army. And in the book, they tell the story of Rabbi Schachter, who was a graduate of Yeshiva College, a musmach of our yeshiva, serving in Patton's army in World War II, that when he was during the war, he actually was exempt. He had full-time clergy status. He was exempt from going to war. He did not need to go. But hearing the stories of the Jews in Europe, the inui, the suffering, he felt compelled to enlist. When challenged about his decision, Rabbi Schachter explained, "How can I sit idly by when my brothers and sisters are suffering in Europe?" And Rabbi Schachter was inspired by the teachings of YU, the first rabbi to ever receive smicha by the Rav. And when Rabbi Soloveitchik was asked if it was permissible for an Orthodox rabbi to enlist in the United States Army to go to combat to World War II, he responded, "It's not only permissible, but it is the duty of every Orthodox rabbi to enlist in the armed services to provide spiritual guidance." Rabbi Schachter enlisted. He could not have known that he would be the Jewish chaplain to liberate Buchenwald and save thousands of lives. What's important at this moment is not actually what he did, but what drove him. Rabbi Schachter heard a call. It was not the call of war, nor was it the call of glory. It was the call of history. And he responded. In every generation, the call of history is different. The challenges change, circumstances shift, but what stays the same is the opportunity to make a difference. And at this Sudat Kreda, at the end of this year of our education, it's important to emphasize what we are inspiring you, what our education stands for. That we give you the Torah knowledge and the values and the competencies to live a lifetime of extraordinary personal and even professional success. What we seek to inspire in you is that you come out of here to make a difference, to be a leader and to be a person of impact. And one can do so in so many ways, whether it's on the world stage like Rabbi Schachter did, or on the ground in Israel like our thousands of graduates who've moved to Israel, or as part of our cohort of rabbis and educators who graduate from here to lead the Jewish people in their spiritual pursuit, or as Jewish community leaders in the United States and all throughout the diaspora, or simply by living our values in the labs, cubicles, and boardrooms, in whatever area you go into. This is the way that you can impact everyone around you. By bringing God into your lives, you bring God into this world. You sanctify God, your Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Great gift that we give to the Jewish people and to the world is you, our students. And the great gift that you received from Yeshiva is the education and the experiences that enable you to be inspired to answer the call of history. When Moshe is teaching Yeshua, he's holding the luchot. They weren't broken yet. Moshe had to make a decision. In a moment, he had to make a decision. What he was going to decide will change the history of the world. He had to make a decision. And when Moshe said to Yeshua, you know what I hear? Is kol la'anot, I hear the call of history beckoning. And what I do will make a difference. Especially this year. Especially after all this year of COVID. We know that what we do makes a difference. That our actions matter. That our actions impact everyone around us. Everyone in the Beit Midrash, everyone in the Jewish community, everyone in the broader society. We impact each other. And what we should walk out of this year and think about in the Sudat Breda is how we respond to this call with the enormous opportunities that exist for us at this moment. As we end this year, we continue on our mission of bringing the geula, of moving history forward. And there's a joy in this moment, is that we're confident in you, our beloved students, that you will get us there. Kol anot anochi shomea. I hear the distress, and I hear the pain. We need to hear the distress, and we need to hear the pain. And kol anot anot anochi shomea. We need to hear the call of history. This is a crucial year in your life. We've said often, your character formed during moments of adversity. This is a moment of adversity. Listen to the call. It's calling to you. And the joy and the simcha of the Sudat Breda, because we believe in you. And we believe this is just the beginning of incredible things for you in the years to come.